there's a buzzard in the sky, and he's got his eye on this little old speck on me. I hollered up there, why? He said, time don't lie, you got a foot in the grave, you see. So I looked at Dan and came up with a plan to bring that buzzard low. I turned the spit with the fire lit, and I'd cook him real, real slow. Oh, well, I toot, 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 don't give a hoot, hoot, hoot. I won't ever give up, I won't ever give in, cause I'm tough as a leather boot.
The interstate took a hunk of our spread, bringing a lot of traffic and burning heat with long stretches of nothing in sight and certainly nary a single place to eat. We decided to make use of the roadkill with a fresh supply each day. We could supply a bag and gag lunch. Our exclusive menu would pay. We might serve a passel opossum or perhaps a fresh pressed duck. You might like our chicken still kicking. Anything dead on bread for luck. A toad from the road or a toad a la mode or perhaps something with class. You might prefer a smidgen of pigeon or our famous pheasant with glass. Try our swirl of squirrel or smear of deer or our economy plate of cheap sheep. Stuff hit on the run beats carrying a gun and the traffic hunts while you sleep. All these night delights served after dark. You kill it and we'll grill it to taste. A chunk of skunk or shake-and-baked snake scraped from the road with haste. Pass up those places that would gag a maggot and eat with the good folks you know. It ain't a crime if you're pressed for time to take out our bag and gag to go.
Well, a doo-doo-doo, don't give a hoo-hoo-hoo. I won't ever give up, I won't ever give in, cause I'm tough as a leather boot. Tough as a leather boot. Tough as a leather boot.